Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always is... Ooh, Joe. What were you referencing there?
Nothing. I was just coming up. That was just loosey-goosey.
That was your...
Top of my head.
That was your WWE fucking entrance right there.
That was.
You're like, yay. God damn it. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, here we go. So let's get to the podcast topic. So today's topic is tourism slogans.
Ooh.
Yeah, so like, what would be a tourism slogan for Arizona? Like Grand Canyon State, maybe? You know, Washington?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, Vegas is what happens here, stays here, right?
Yeah, I would say that's like a tourism slogan.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's something derpy. Like, come to Nevada. Shoot a machine gun.
I mean it's probably your best bet.
That's
honestly
a draw, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you remember, I don't know, I don't think you've ever actually been to Vegas, have you?
No.
So on the way to Vegas, they have like multiple signs before that one dude got gunned down.
Oh my god.
You haven't heard of that?
Huh. I mean, I know there was a shooter in Vegas. I didn't know they had like signs for it.
No, so he wasn't a shooter. So what happened was they had a, like, shoot a machine gun, like a fully auto, right? Like a modded out machine gun. So you go and you'd shoot it, and you could eat a cheeseburger. It's like, eat a cheeseburger, shoot a machine gun, right? And that was a draw. And for a long time, they've operated pretty successfully, right? I mean, because if you've ever been to a shooting range, they take it pretty seriously, as they should, for the most part.
Right.
You know, like, you don't walk down range, you don't point your, you know what I mean? Like, and you'll get sure. yelled at, too, like. At the right ranges that have the right restrictions, they'll fucking... So, anyways, the slogan or the thing drew somebody, I think, unfortunately, it was like a little girl, like a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, 12, 14. It was somebody younger. And usually when that happens, they brace, like they'll have a dad or an instructor brace the person because it is jarring to pull the trigger on a fully auto, and the dude just didn't do it. I don't think he followed procedure or something like that. So when they pulled the trigger, the gun came back and it hit him, like the bullets hit him, like because it was too much and she held on to it,
right?
You know, because it happens in a split second, right?
But did she get her hamburger?
Well, I would assume they ate before.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least it wasn't a total loss.
God damn. But so, anyways, that's the slogan. For, you know, come to Vegas, get turned into a hamburger. I think that should be the slogan just because of how fucking hot it is on the strip, dude. That shit, all that metal just, it's like 130 on the strip, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck. So, yeah, let's jump to the first fact and see what we're dealing with. Because the writer did text me and said that state mottos never change, but the tourism mottos do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
they change
right,
all the time
because it's just you know, good old marketing.
Yep. So let's see what we're dealing with fact number one. In 2018, the state of Nebraska Board of Tourism changed the official tourism slogan to Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
There's no way.
Dude, wait, think about it, okay?
That's way too self-aware.
Yeah, but, like, Nebraska's pretty red, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Republicans have made a living off of, like, being like, if you're on this side, you're just better than other people. And honestly...
But city folk just don't understand.
Exactly. Like, Nebraska, you know, it's not for everyone, you know? And it's just like... showing people hiking or being like cordial, like not everybody fucking like to be honest, it's not for me. Like I'll just be honest here. If I saw that and they're like, it's not for everyone. They show a dude fishing. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I don't want to go.
I mean, truth in marketing, honestly. I mean, it's not for me.
They did a good job. You know, like, if they showed Seattle and they're like, it's not for everyone, and they're like walking into an art gallery or like playing video games, I'm sure somebody from Montana is like, you can't wrangle a calf. I'm not going. It's like, okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Everyone in Montana is a farmer.
You know that's true.
They've never heard of museums.
You know that. How many museums is in Billings?
Only the largest one of dinosaurs, my guy.
Yeah.
Or is that in Bozeman?
Yeah. So, I don't want to hear it. And their dinosaurs are probably, like, you know, dragons out of the Bible, bro. They're like, here's a dinosaur. It's a unicorn.
Yes, Alex.
You joke.
Nailed it.
You joke, but they talk about unicorns in the Bible.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's a work of fiction, Alex.
Oh, so. Damn. Shots obviously. Fired. All right, we're going. We're doing this? You want a tango?
Montana has real dinosaurs.
Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we've learned in this podcast that the way we see dinosaurs are all wrong, too. So, fuck it. Like, apparently the T-Rex
apparently
doesn't...
not all gigantic lizards are dinosaurs.
Well, they're even coming
There's
out
different
now.
There's classifications.
Well, they're even saying now that the T-Rex doesn't roar.
It probably chirped.
Well, no, it growls. It does like a growl thing. It heaves. It's like, hur, hur. I know it sounds stupid when I do it, but like honestly, when they have the reenactments, it's pretty terrying because it's like really like it's what crocodiles do,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you ever see the crocodile do like they have like the vibrations in the water, it's kind of terrifying. Anywho, so. Nebraska, Board of Tourism. Don't come here if you a city boy. You don't know how to fucking saddle up a horse. Don't come to Nebraska.
It's also, I mean, it's Nebraska. It's about corn.
You don't know how to shuck.
It's not cool rural cowboy shit. Nah. It's, you like combines? Yeah, no, not the football one, like the vroom vroom one.
Have you ever got stuck in a silo before? You're not
you like
here.
You ever heard of silo suffocation? Well, I did when my cousin died in one.
Yup. God rest his soul. Buried him underneath that new silo we put in. So.
Do you like to check kiddie pools for snakes? Well, it's not for everyone.
Yep. See, but they're like, you like to make a deal on a handshake? You open doors for women. Do you believe that there is no separation of church and state? It's not for everyone.
Not for everyone.
I think it's true. Like, honestly, it's so stupid. Nebraska is so dumb.
I honestly can't make a good tourism slogan for Nebraska.
You just did.
It's like, Nebraska. I guess Lincoln's all right.
Nebraska, go shuck yourself.
Ooh, that's honestly better.
Yep, shuck you.
That's way better. Because it gets the message across that it's not for everyone, but it's also, like, it's, you know, aggressive with a pun.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty good.
Nebraska, we're so shucking corny here. Right. It's probably more something like, Nebraska, high fructose corn syrup is just like sugar.
You like high fructose? You like fructose? Well, it's the only job around here.
Yep. Yeah. Don't fall in those fructose plans. You'll end up in a Pepsi. So let's do it. Let's go true on fact number one, that in 2018, the state of Nebraska Board of Tourism changed. Yeah, see, 2018. That's Trump years. So
mm-hmm.
In 2018, the state of Nebraska Board of Tourism changed the official tourism slogan to Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. 3, 2, 1. Bam. It is true.
Oh, buddy.
So it was not an entirely unsuccessful campaign. Nebraska saw an increase in web traffic and a bump of people at least considering Nebraska for a vacation. They had been dead last before. But not everyone loved it.
Oh, man. The poor state that dropped from 49th to 50th.
Oh, I know. It's like Delaware. Actually, Delaware.
Yeah, it's like, no, seriously, like, we're secretly nice.
Yeah. In fact, State Senator Mike McDonnell hated it so much he proposed a bill to strip the tourism board of their independence. He pointed out that the economic board's tagline was, "The good life is calling," and demonstrating their competence at finding the perfect blend of bland and forgettable. So Department of Economics should be in charge of all Nebraska slogans from now to eternity. Goddamn tourism, why can't you be more sensible like your older sibling? The legislature ended up passing a compromise amendment that allowed tourism to keep their independence, but with more collaboration from other departments to ensure everyone uses mediocre messaging across the board. At the press conference, reasons given for passing the bill included, "It's not good when we have two different messages out there, and as an agency, we don't feel that we should be made a mockery of." Then the director dropped a bomb. The self-deprecating slogan had been coined by an advertising firm they hired out of Colorado. Colorado. Because fuck Nebraska.
Right. That's amazing.
That's a long con right there.
That's so good.
Yeah, the Colorado's new slogan they adopted right afterward. Hey, at least we're not Nebraska.
I mean,
I still think Shuck Yeah works best. Like,
honestly, Shuck Yeah does pretty. That's really good.
Yeah,
they should. You can have that one for free, Nebraska.
Yeah, you can.
It sounds like you need a handout.
Yeah, yep. You will, and it's great. I don't even know what a shuck is, so I would have to be learned.
I believe shucking is it's an action.
So you just is that where you pull it out of its like?
Yeah, sleeve? You shuck the corn.
Well, I'm not from Nebraska, so I wouldn't know.
You've eaten corn, though, right?
Yeah, I've never shucked it.
What?
Yeah. The corn is done.
What a privileged life you must have. Like, what? You've never eaten corn on the cob?
Yeah, but I've never... Like, what do you mean by shuck?
You gotta take the ears off.
What do you mean the ears?
Like the green stuff that goes over the corn.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Wow.
Where do you go to do that?
You just buy corn, yeah. And then before you cook it, you gotta shuck it.
No, we don't do that here. I'm sorry, my farmer's market isn't doing that.
What? A grocery store? Your grocery
you've done
store
it?
Doesn't do that?
Yeah. We've never done it. No, we haven't. It comes in the...
Wow, Alex.
Nope. Everybody's wrong. I don't shuck.
I'm like, that's just how
you know what? I'm doing
sold.
It out of principle now. I will never shuck corn. You've pissed me off. Everybody here pissed me off.
Clearly
I am
never
shucking corn if I'm dying.
What an inconvenience for the guy that's never done it.
If I'm dying and there's an unshucked cooked piece of corn in front of me, I will not shuck it. I will just eat it. I just eat it with the fucking thing on it and everything. At least I'm not shucking it.
Nebraska, at least you're not shucking.
Nebraska. I'm too old to shuck. All right. Well, we got it right. Go us. You ready for fact number two?
Shuck yeah.
Shuck yeah. Okay. Fact number two. Some states incorporate their abbreviation into their slogan. Which of the following is not real? Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Is it A, Oklahoma, which is Oklahoma's okay?
Oh, that one sounds right.
B, Indiana, in Indiana. Washington is say what?
Honestly, that could be.
In the D, Massachusetts, visit your ma. Which of the wait, so three of these are right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Washington.
Honestly, I'm going to say, I'm feeling Indiana.
Really? In Indiana. Yeah. It's just, everything's so.
It's just in Indiana? That's just, what?
Yeah,
that's just lazy.
Yeah, but it's boring. Did you not see what happened in Nebraska when they tried to use, like, you know, unique branding?
I mean, you know, Indiana's, you know, less boring than Nebraska.
They didn't struggle, right? They had tourism privilege.
I mean, they had to sell a ton of tourism just by being named after a famous movie character.
Seriously.
I mean,
and
according to the tourism board, they were at least above 49th or 50th.
Yeah, they were at least bare minimum above Nebraska. So...
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. I'll do it. I'll do it. We'll see how this is. I'm riding with you, Joe.
Okay. All right.
Burnin. Your last name doesn't rhyme with
Brian, yeah.
So
now a blue oyster cult with I'm burning for you.
I have heard that one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because Blue Oyster Cult's actually worth listening to.
Obviously.
So. And they were in Rock Band, so just saying.
That's true. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo never quite made it to the Rock Band.
Yeah, it didn't.
To Guitar Hero there.
Okay, so I guess fact number two will go B.
If B is Indiana.
Yes, Indiana in Indiana.
I would like to believe that Indiana is better than that.
All right, we'll try it. Let's see. So, okay. For fact number two, where some states incorporate their abbreviation into their slogan, which one is not real? We're going to say Indiana with in Indiana. 3, 2, 1, bam. It's D, Massachusetts, visit your ma.
Fuck.
So Washington is say what?
Say what? I mean, I honestly, I was like, yeah, that probably fits.
So, okay, so no but real, I'm available if the firm in Colorado is hiring. Washington's gimmicky say what slogan for 2006 was met with mixed reviews. I read at least three different explanations, and none of them made sense as far as how it's supposed to attract tourists to the state.
Right.
It was eventually abandoned, and now it's Washington, the state. What? That's it.
So now we're just declaring what we are.
Yeah, okay. Washington, the state, in case people forgot. This attracts tourists because it makes it clear that you guys have plenty of weed up there in Washington, the state. And
see, I thought that's what say what was meaning.
Yeah. And share it with your neighbor, Oregon, whose winning idea was inhales. Oregon, we like it here. You might too.
Oh, man. Oh, Oregon, also known as failed Washington.
It really is. It's the shitty Washington. Like, everything's worse there.
I look forward to your comments, Oregoners.
Oh, yeah, well. All right, let's jump to fact number three. See if this fucking gets worse, dude. Fact number three. The Australian Northern Territory slogan is see you in the NT. Simmer on that.
See you in the NT?
Yes.
Oh, no way.
See you.
Well, it could be. It's Australian.
But it's spelled C and U.
I put it together eventually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Your 4,000 IQ fucking.
Thanks, man. After I literally spelt it out loud, yeah.
Well, so me and the writer actually had a discussion about this.
This sounds like something that was like on a contest. They're like, hey, like name our new tourist slogan, and this is what won.
So it's kind of like the Mountain Dew. Remember when Mountain Dew debacle?
Yeah.
And people were like,
or like,
come up with a new slogan. And like,
was it on here that we talked about Bodie McBoatface?
Yes.
That like that's
our boats episode.
That's what that sounds like. It's like, hey, name our new boat. It's like Bodie McBoatface.
Well, like, it's just like fucking, the Mountain Dew debacle. They had it. And there was another one, too, and I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, Bodie McBoatface. Yeah. And then fucking see you in the NT.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the winner.
Yeah, but I don't. Okay, so me and the writer have had a discussion on this. Cunt is still a bad word, I think. I don't think it's like, you can't just use it in public without, like, stirring attention.
You can in certain places.
Well, so you can say fuck in certain places too. Like, that doesn't change the fact that if I went to a department store and been like, hey, can you give me some of those fucking meatballs over there? And they're like, ooh, just fucking chill, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still, like, considered a bad, non-socially acceptable word.
I think it's fairly acceptable.
I feel
like it doesn't have the connotation.
I'm gonna do it just to get fucking beat up. And then I'll show you. I'll come back with like a broken arm and be like, I told this guy he's a beautiful cunt and he kicked the shit out of me.
Well, yeah. You know, you might have to be friends with a person, but like,
that's what I'm saying though. Like,
but there's always like, I hear people like, get over here, you cunt. So it's like,
yeah, but like, so do we. I'm like, get the fuck over here, Joe. You know what I mean? Like, if I said that to like some hey, get the fuck over here and refill these meatballs. Like, no.
Well, they'd be like, what
hot
accent
dog
is that?
Yeah, somebody'd be like, what the hell, man? Like,
they're like, it's so weird. He was talking normal 2 seconds ago. Is this what a stroke sounds like?
I need my meatballs.
He just keeps saying, say hello to your mom for me.
We don't even sell meatballs. So, fine, fuck it. You know what? Whatever. We'll just go see you in the NT.
Like now, did it make the official
Doesn't matter.
Slogan, or was it just like, it sounds like it was the winner of a contest. I don't know if it ever
Of a contest? It's Australia.
So
fuck it.
But also, like, it seems like Australia and New Zealand are, like, weirdly people that are like, well, it won. rules are rules.
We have to honor the results of the contest.
Yeah. Come on.
We don't want to be cunts here, guys.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Whatever. Let's go. Fuck it. Who cares?
It sounds like you have a lot of hesitancy here.
I have tons of hesitancy, but I want to prove you wrong.
I think, you know, but I think we got to put our mind in, you know,
Australian mode. Good day.
These people.
Oh, blah, plaga. Need some.
I mean, these are people that legit live around things that just want to murder them all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
There's also, like, deadly animals there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're just gonna
roll with what you got, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'll tell you, they got a whole country full of people.
So, they have a whole country full of people. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's do it. Let's go true on fact number three. Fuck it.
I'm honestly just mostly going with true because I put it together what it spelled. So I'm kind of proud. I'm kind of proud of myself.
You did. You beautiful cunt. All right. We're going to go true on fact number three, that the Australian New Territory tourist slogan is "See you in the NT." 3, 2, 1. Bam. It is true. Fucking A.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yes.
God damn it. God, and they're not even subtle about it. Joe?
Yeah, no, take that, you can.
Yeah, it's literally giant CU, and then in the middle of it, it's like smaller indie, and then giant NT. Like, it spells cunt.
Oh, Australia, you're my heroes.
God damn it. I can't believe, I think that was personal from the writer.
That was amazing. Yeah,
whatever. No, I still think.
Australia's
fuck it,
the best.
I'm just gonna go in there and be like, fucking cunt this, cunt that. I bet
nobody bats an eyebrow.
I say fuck though.
There's,
and
like, there's
just
some,
like,
weird guy mad in the corner that no one's getting mad.
I say fuck once or shit, and they're like, arrest this man, officer. He's belligerent.
Well, obviously.
So it says here, Australia understood the assignment because that is a memorable and hilarious slogan. They even had a cheeky secondary slogan: the top end different from the bottom end.
Yes.
They sell t-shirts, merch, and even mystery boxes full of gear in bright orange and black. Washington the state, get your shit together.
I'm telling you, I'm ordering one right now as we speak.
Yeah, like, what's in the mystery box?
Right?
It's a mystery, I guess.
I mean,
right. That's the full mystery box? Is that, no shit. Well, it comes with t-shirts. Looks like beef jerky. Cunt jerky.
You might want to get your cunt checked out if it looks like beef jerky.
Yeah. See, well, no, it's not that. No, not even gonna comment.
Is that beef jerky? That's the Ben Shapiro special.
It's dried out. That's how you know.
Dried out. Dried that cunt right out.
Dude, dried it right out, dude. That's how you know.
Ben Shapiro does the DAC, dry ass cunt.
That was his rapping with the DAC, dude.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, you got it right. Fuck it. I don't care.
Ugh.
I won one.
I believe in stuff like that makes me believe in humanity.
So, oh, this is beautiful. I love it. Fuck it. Whatever. Humans are great. Next fact. I don't even want to dwell on it.
You're clearly over
it. I'm totally over it right now. I don't even want to talk about it. Fucking stupid ass slogan. The top end different from the bottom end. God damn it.
Oh, look, we're still talking about it.
I know.
Mission accomplished.
I kind of am looking up tickets now.
I kind of want to go. Though.
I just want to go. Well, yeah, I mean, sure, there are crocodiles and scorpions and jellyfish and fucking plants trying to
and
kill
you. And the koalas are on fire.
Yeah, the koalas will jump from the trees to kill you. But like
the syphilitic koalas are on fire.
But like, hey, I kind of want to go. So, all right, here we go.
Look, if you don't want to go there because it's too aggressive, you can always go to New Zealand. They're like,
I do not feel like having the magical journey of my life just yet. Okay. New Zealand's got nothing except for magic. So they're just such a boring people. Do you remember Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the little posters they had in the back? They always talked about it. It was like travel posters for New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like New Zealand, home of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like there's. It was like New Zealand. We're here.
Yeah.
So, that's their slogans. New Zealand, we're better than Old Zealand.
Nah, I wouldn't say better. We're just about the same, honestly.
Honestly, it's not as good as it's not as good as the NT though. I'll see you in the NT.
Ah, cheeky bugger.
It's a goddamn cunt, if you know what I mean. Shit.
Getting a bit aggressive over there.
Whatever. Don't want to talk about it.
Oh, he's clearly over it.
All right. We're going to jump to fact number 4. Oh, shit. Texas's tourism slogan is, Texas, it's like a whole other country.
I bet it sounds more like their tourist slogan is, don't tread on me.
Yeah, seriously. It's probably like guns, God, and liberty.
In that order.
Yeah. They're like, Texas, our border is more secure than every other border.
Right.
That's a tourism slogan. I don't know what theirs would be.
Texas,
they're such a shithole
state.
You
don't want in and you can't get out.
Yeah, they're such a shithole state. I hate Texas. They're not good for anything. They're not even good at oil. Colorado's better at oil. It's like Colorado and Tennessee have more oil in them. Like Texas, what the fuck were you thinking? They get flooded constantly. They can't take anything below fucking 31 degrees Fahrenheit, otherwise everybody freezes to death. And then they're fucking every politician like flees to other states because it's just better. Like they're like, look, I'm gonna go campaign for my Texas Senate spot, but I'm gonna do it from Nebraska. You know it's bad when they're going to Nebraska. Ted Cruz headquarters, now in Nebraska.
Right.
So, yeah, Texas sucks. It's like, so you know what? Fuck it. They'd have some stupid-ass thing like that. It's like a whole other country.
I mean, I don't have anything to go against.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
Like, the only thing would be God's gun and liberty. Like, they haven't talked about freedom or, ooh, what about, like, the last free state?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Texas, the Republic of the Republic. Some stupid right. shit. Texas, God's state.
Texas, secede this.
Oh, shit. All right, fuck it. Well, what do you want to do? What's the feeling here?
Texas, always the last to get the message.
Texas, we have almost as many people as California with none of the fun.
Texas, we elected a gun.
Dude, how fucked up would it be if it was "Don't Tread on Me"? Like, how fucking triggered would you be? Like, would you be like?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. So I wouldn't be triggered.
No, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, that's
what would trigger.
It's honestly what I thought.
Would it be like what would trigger you? Like, really surprise you? It's like Colorado, or it's like California. Don't tread on me. You know what I mean? Like, would that be like, what the fuck?
It'd be like Texas. You know, Austin's cool.
Like, honestly, like, what would California's be? It's like, California, enough said. Like, right. I think it's like probably like California, Nevada, and like, I don't know, D.C. maybe are the most traveled states. I want to know now who's the most traveled state, what's their slogan, and, you know, what made it work? Is it the fact that there's shit there and their slogan doesn't have to be good? Oh, my God.
Right.
There's a reason to go to fucking California. No fucking way.
Yeah. Look, the only reason Texas is so big is because nobody wanted West Texas.
I know.
It's an absolute butthole of the country.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, this is true. Like, the one highway that goes from West Texas to California, they, like, raised the speed limit to 85 just so people
get the fuck out of there faster.
Like... So nobody wants to fucking be there.
They put the first Autobahn in in North America. Fucking
yeah.
But it's only
Texas, accidentally socialist. Oh, shit.
All right, well. So what are we feeling then? True?
I mean, the only way I feel it would be negative is if it was a dumber slogan.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's a whole other country. That sounds right. Or like bigger in Texas. Everything's bigger.
I think that actually was their slogan for a while.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do you want to just go false? Because there's got to be dumber ones out there.
I'm feeling almost it's not
stupid enough.
That's almost too high of a bar.
Yeah. Okay, let's go false. It's got to be stupid. It's like Texas, Spurs and Donkeys. And you're like, what the fuck?
Like, you watch. It's like Colorado made the slogan again. Like, yeah. Texas, get the fuck out of here.
And Colorado's just sabotaging all these other fucking...
Yeah, just the best marketing team in the world. They just get every other state's tourism slogans.
Texas, we have terrible winters.
Yeah. Texas, you can snowboard. You won't freeze in Colorado.
Yeah. It's... God damn it. That'd be so fucking funny. Some, like, weird conspiracy theory for Colorado. Yeah. This one Colorado fucking advertising firm just sabotaging all these other
things. Yeah, just ruin it. Yeah. Texas, you know, you might freeze to death. Like, holy shit.
That was intense. All right, well, let's do it. Let's go false for fact number 4. The Texas tourism slogan is, Texas, it's like a whole other country. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's true. Fucking A.
No.
God damn it. So it wasn't dumb enough. Okay, so it says, Texas is saying the quiet part out loud again. No matter how many U.S. flags they put on their Silverados, it's obvious they are desperate to want to secede from the Union again. And the one thing they would have made this slogan perfect for Texas is if they said, a whole nother country instead of other. Way to highlight that you're so restrictive and contrarian, your state is looking less and less like the United States every day. Texas, soon you'll need a passport to visit. I guess if you hate America, go Texas. I also learned that the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas has its own slogan. Eagle Pass, where yeehaw meets ole. I mean, that kind of makes sense. To be honest,
it's on the nose, but
I mean they're right there. It's pretty good. Literally, you can throw it's a at rock
least
into Mexico.
You could at least confuse that as diversity.
Yeah. It's true. It's like you know, hiding in the weed, right? Like you're like, oh,
right.
It sounds fun and inviting.
It sounds almost fun. Like get some nice Tex-Mex food while also being a dog whistle.
Yeah, it's true. And with that, I hereby tender my resignation. Writer, I can't take it anymore. That's what she says there. But then she says she's just kidding. God damn it. All right. Let's jump to the last one. I can't handle that anymore. Fucking Eagle. The worst part, I think, is Eagle Pass is just like, this shit's getting crazy. What the fuck are they doing? Like, the rest of Texas is just fucking making Eagle Pass just the biggest shithole. It's the first time I've ever seen the state just rip apart its own city. Just for fun. So like, Eagle Pass
just,
like,
just to see if they could.
Eagle Pass, we're trying our best. And the Texas slogan is like, we live in Eagle Pass. God damn it. All right. Ready for fact number 5? Holy.
I was like, Eagle Pass, where tacos meet steakhouse.
God damn it. Fucking stupid ass slogan.
Where enchiladas meet pancakes.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad. All right. Here we go. Fact number 5. The tourism slogan for the country of Slovakia is Travel Slovakia, good idea. I think it should be Travel Slovakia, good idea.
I'm sorry.
There we go. What? Why would their slogan be in English?
Well, maybe that's the English translation of their slogan.
So it would make more sense in Slovakian.
Right.
Like, it's probably like, it's a good idea to come here.
Right. Like, Slovakia, it's not like hostile.
See, like, what's funny is, so I'm learning other language, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that you don't realize when you learn a separate language is words carry different weights. So, and that's the same with English, too. But you just don't. So, like, because I grew up on, like, Google Translate and stuff like that. And it's like something like this. Sorry, Travel Slovakia, good idea. Right. But the words used, like, the words literally translate to good idea, but they're used in place of, like, when you have a piece of enlightenment or, you know,
right.
it's an but it's an experience too. So it translates roughly to good idea, but you use it to say it's a transformative experience, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the difference between, like, a literal translation and the figurative one.
Yes. Right? So it could, that this slogan could be amazing. It could be like, come to Slovakia if you want to, you know, transform into mm-hmm. a better person or some shit like that. But then, like, the English transform is like, travel to Slovakia, good idea. Like, so.
Somehow we put a more accent on it. Yeah.
I don't even know what a Slovakian accent would be. So, is it hostile? Is that really what Hostel is from?
I think that's where they shot that movie. And I don't think they were very happy with the representation.
Oh, the Slovakian government?
Yeah, because it was just like, because basically, it was like, you know, Slovakia, get murdered.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think they were very
for that kind of movie, they probably just needed to make something up. Like,
yeah.
Like Borat style, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to go to Kazakhstan, everybody. Yeah. Like, you know, just make up a place. They're like, we're going to go to, like, they give, like, actual addresses. We're going to stay at this hostel. Yeah. And they just put people out of business. Like, so, yeah, I don't know. What's your feeling on this one?
I mean, it sounds like a poorly translated thing.
Yeah, same here. So that's what I'm feeling.
It could be totally true. And then, you know, and then a lot of people, like, they probably think it's a successful campaign, you know, because then, like, they don't understand the English translation. We don't understand the Slovakian translation. So you end up with this janky fucking thing.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, travel Slovakia. Eat good.
Yeah.
You're like,
very nice.
You put a Borat spin on it. It sounds right. And you're like, travel Slovakia is a good idea.
Right. My wife.
God damn it. So... okay, well, so we gonna go true just for funsies?
Yeah.
Fuck, great. Fucking
Slovakia, where borscht meets barbecue.
God damn it. They just go to Bush now. Is he the Colorado firm? Is he coming up with all these slogans?
He works at the Colorado. He's just smoking weed in Colorado.
They're like, we need a Massachusetts. Oh, visit Ma.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Give your mom a call. Yeah,
it's pretty good. That's what they'd say out there. Here, send it over to him. Next question. Next state, please. Well, this one's for Slovakia. I don't know. Travel Slovakia. It's not like hostile. Next one.
Slovakia. Good time. All right.
Travel Slovakia. We actually have real hostels. Next one. You're like, what?
Nebraska. It's not for everyone, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I've been to Nebraska. It really isn't for everyone.
No, seriously, man.
Have you ever been to Nebraska? No? Then shut the hell up.
Nebraska. Didn't even bother to campaign, though.
Nebraska. I saw more corn than people. I'm waiting for one of the states to be...
I look straight at Dick Cheney. I was like, I never even shut corn.
Dude, I'm waiting for, like, what is the most forgettable state, do you think?
I mean, it might be Nebraska.
Nebraska's pretty big. But I'm saying there's some states in there that are so...
I mean, North Dakota.
Whoa. My guy. Come on. Fargo. There's no way. There's no way you're forgetting North Dakota. What's directly underneath South Dakota?
You know, that's a good question.
Don't know. There you go. I'm looking it up. If it's Nebraska, I'm going to fucking lose my shit.
Is it Nebraska?
I mean, I'm a U.S. citizen. I should fucking at least.
We probably should be better.
We should be better, but you know what? Fuck it.
Is it Ohio? No. That's more central.
Okay, here we go.
Might be no?
Oh.
Is it? Oh?
It's fucking Nebraska.
Yeah, so there we go. There we go. Yeah. It's easily the most forgettable state. It's quite literally the most forgettable state. Sorry, Nebraska. Nebraska, South, South Dakota.
Right next to it, though, might be a decent toss-up. Dude, what?
You think South Dakota's slogan is more rememberable than Nebraska?
Dude, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if South Dakota's is, like, the face of freedom because of Mount Rushmore or some shit.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good, honestly.
So, like, but, dude, no, like, Nebraska is right above Kansas. Yeah, they're surrounded by, like, bigger ones. The other ones that are kind of forgettable, right? Wyoming. Mm.
There's a lot of empty space in Wyoming.
Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck?
It seems to become...
Wyoming. Less electoral points than Nebraska.
Wyoming. We're more memorable than Nebraska. Right. God, like...
Let's ride.
Like, why go to Nebraska when you got Wyoming? Right. God damn it. Yeah, every state...
Why go Wyoming? Good idea.
Wyoming, good idea. So, yeah, okay, well, I think you won. I think you won. Nebraska is the most forgettable state in the country, so.
Like, I would feel bad no for Nebraska if I knew I wasn't going to forget this conversation.
Well, it's honestly not for everyone.
It's have you heard? It's not for everyone. Not for...
Somehow we're more forgettable than the Dakotas. Right. Oh, fuck. Okay, we got a slogan for Slovakia, though, so what do you think? Fuck it.
Oh, I
say good. I say we do it. I think that's a good idea.
Sure, yeah. You know what? I think it's a good idea.
All right, here we go. We're going to go true on fact number 5. The tourism slogan for the country of Slovakia is travel for Slovakia, good idea. 3, 2, 1, bam. It is true.
Nice.
Okay, so it says, I kind of love it. They apparently use a slogan for everything. Shopping Slovakia, good idea. Move to Slovakia, good idea.
Yes.
The country of Jordan slogan is also succinct. Yes, it's Jordan. Here are some honorable mentions. Regina, Canada, pronounced a long I. Regina. Yeah, got it. Regina, yep. The city that rhymes with fun.
What? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow, they adopted that, huh?
Was it... And this was apparently coined by Mick Jagger in 1970.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, that was a Rolling Stones thing.
Yep. Ormond Beach, Florida. The birthplace of speed. They are referring to cars, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Gettysburg, South Dakota. Where the battle wasn't.
That's the best one.
That's yet. A good one. That's a good one. San Andreas, California. It's not our fault.
Yes.
God, that's like, it's such a geology rocks fucking
that's
slogan.
So
it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
San Andreas might have just won for being so fucking, I kind of want to beat them up now. Like, if San Andreas was a person, I might give them a swirly.
Dude, yeah. I feel like Eagle Pass is going to give them a wedge.
Yeah, seriously. Like, look at this fucking nerd. He's like, nah.
Let's go get some tacos.
Yeah. Some state tacos.
All right.
So, Atlantic City, New Jersey, is always turned on. That makes sense. Hooker,
until foreclosure.
Oh. Hooker, Oklahoma. It's a location, not a vocation.
It feels like that's a little disparaging to sex workers.
But here's the thing, though. They are the sex worker capital of the world. I'm just kidding. I made that up. That's a false.
Oh, I was like, oh, so it's their slogan's a lie.
Yeah, it's trying to mislead.
Right.
It's kind of like being like, there's nothing to see here.
Yeah. Yeah. What state was that located in?
Oklahoma.
Hooker, Oklahoma. Be cool, guy.
Hooker, Oklahoma. There's a camcorder here.
Right.
Not illegal.
Blackmail capital of the U.S.
So it says, by the way, I tried to find Arizona's as it is just not even on the list on Wikipedia. The AZ tourism page said we had one, but their link sent me to an unsecure hacked page and probably gave my computer internet 8. It did not make me want to visit Arizona. So I guess Arizona doesn't have one. So
that's probably for the best, honestly.
Arizona, we have fun from A to Z.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, right? You're welcome, Arizona. I could come up with a lot here. We have the world's biggest crack
right?
The world's biggest crack problem.
Yeah. Oh, you just threw problem at the end of that one? I was making a butt reference. That shit's hilarious, Joe. We have a crack problem. I still think the one is like, it's so like, I still think the, we're not hell, but we can see it from here. That one's pretty good.
That's always good.
The tourism, what would tourism be? I mean, what do we even have? We have Phoenix, Tombstone. Ooh, home of the movie. I mean, Wyatt Earp was here for Tombstone.
Yeah.
We have Flagstaff, so we actually have weirdly good skiing, snowboarding.
I think Fun A to Z covers
yeah,
it, man.
Dude, I think that's one's like kind of a winner. So, you're welcome, Arizona. Fucking,
that's good. Hey, Colorado, hire us to make.
Yeah, we'll smoke weed and come up with fucking slogans all day. I don't care.
Get fucking it.
Fuck. Well, we did it. So let's see what we got here. So let me mark this down. We got a 4 out of 5 this week.
What?
Yeah. The only one we got wrong was the Massachusetts Visit Your Ma.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everything else. That. Remember, we went cunt, right? Mm-hmm. Texas slogan. Oh, no, we got the Texas slogan wrong. We got that one wrong. So we got. I'm sorry. 3 out of 5.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. I was like, we did shockingly good.
No, we got a 3 out of 5. Sorry, everybody. For those tallying up at home, don't crucify me, please.
There was one person that was angry.
There was a lot more than one person.
There was one person that was mad, and that person lives
in Texas.
In San Andreas.
Yeah. Well, it's not his fault.
They always, yeah. Like, no, the arithmetic was wrong. We're like, we get it, guy. You're from San Andreas.
Yeah, we got it, dude. Fuck.
Okay.
We got this, you fucking Poindexter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, dude. You want to close this one out?
No bonus this week?
No bonus this week.
Man, playing dude, dirty.
Yeah, she didn't fuck around. She was like, you get this no, wrong right.
She didn't fault around. Huh? Oh. And there you have it. That was this week's Allegedly podcast. If you liked it, go ahead and follow us on the socials at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com and find us for wherever you find your podcast. And until next time, well, I'll see you next Tuesday.
I was going to say something like that. You fucking, you goddamn cunt.
Whoa, getting a bit aggressive.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm from Texas. See you next Tuesday.
Texas, where cunt means pun.